From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Democrats who thought they had a mandate from voters to take the reins and help manage the war in Iraq may have to think again. House Democrats are scrambling to pull together the votes they need to pass the $124 billion spending bill that funds the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and sets the goal of bringing most troops home by 2008. A similar bill was passed by a Senate committee today.
Despite strong pressure from their leaders, rank-and-file House Democrats are simply not falling in line. Several anti-war liberals are planning to vote against the measure, even if it means joining forces with the majority of Republicans, because they don't want to fund what they see as an unjust war. Others are wavering because of concerns about a timetable for withdrawal. We'll hear from a House Democrat who only recently decided to vote in favor after much deliberation. But first, to NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who reports that Democrats of all stripes are busy lobbying each other.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer is a very busy guy these days. I caught him zipping off the House floor, down the hall, around a pack of tourists, and down a back staircase in the Capitol. And I asked him, what is he telling those last Democrats to get them to vote yes on the Iraq funding bill?
We're telling them we think this is good policy, that it is important for us to not simply be, as we have been for 4 years, a rubber stamp and do what the president suggests with no strings attached.
How are you doing in the vote count?
I think we're doing all right. It's not going to be a landslide.
Hoyer's not the only busy one. Just off the House floor in the opulent Speaker's lobby, I catch up with Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich. He's running for president and is lobbying against the leader's bill. He's got a stack of blue photocopies under his arm and is trolling for fellow Democrats to hand them out to.
I've spent the day talking to my colleagues about the consequences of this vote because we're at the point where a discussion about the consequences of a yes vote are absolutely imperative.
The title on his blue handout is 10 Consequences of Voting for the Supplemental. That's the spending bill. Number one, keeps the war going through the end of Bush's term. Number five, increases troop casualties. Number eight, forces cutbacks on domestic agenda. Kucinich vehemently disagrees with other Democrats who say they're voting for this bill because it includes a timeline to end the war.
If you vote to fund a war, you're voting to continue the war. You cannot vote to fund a war and say that you're for peace.
But almost every other Democrat I talk to has a much more nuanced opinion on this bill. Listen to these four members of Congress.
The timeline that's mandatory is a mistake, and consequently feel like I have to vote no, although there are wonderful things in the supplemental, so it's a difficult vote.
I think now to vote against this, we end up with George Bush and his war.
We all know the White House, the Pentagon have made many mistakes in prosecuting this war, but our troops need the money.
We should be listening to what the American people said on November 7th, which is be bold, do something to bring our troops home.
It's almost hard to believe they're all in the same party. That was Jim Marshall of Georgia, Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Jim Cooper of Tennessee, and Lynn Woolsey of California, all Democrats. Two will vote for the war spending, two will vote against. Marshall is one of those who will vote against it because he says he cannot support its mandatory end date for the war.
If we are to precipitously withdraw, I think the consequence is disastrous for Iraqis and bad for our national security interests.
Lynn Woolsey will join Marshall in that no vote, but for the opposite reason, because she wants to withdraw troops sooner, like now. On the other side, Schakowsky of Illinois helped to start the Out of Iraq caucus, but will vote for the war funding because she says it's a victory to have an end date in the bill at all. She says those who vote against the Democrats' bill will be voting to stay the course.
We want to clearly communicate to the American people that the Democratic majority in this Congress believes we need to end the war in Iraq.
But the Democratic leaders still have work to do if that message is going to be clear. First, they're still racing around trying to convince their own to support the bill. And second, they'll have to convince voters that a vote to fund this war is also a vote to end it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.